Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's been a wonderful morning so far. I hope you are having a fantastic morning. It's 10:07. It's a beautiful Thursday morning here in Pensacola. I have the lovely Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins this morning, and Duncan.
Duncan
is here today. So we're excited to have Duncan. Absolutely.
We are.
Absolutely. And I've been asking every single time if she'd bring him in. So Duncan is a dog.
He is a dog.
They're probably like, and is he going to talk?
Nope. He's not going to talk. He's just going to walk around and look at us like, what's going on, you guys?
A very good doggy.
She's
like, sit, and Duncan just sat.
Yes, nice. He is my mom and dad's dog. He's usually at the shop on Wednesdays, but he came specially today to come say hi to everybody here.
I love it. We are definitely pet friendly here.
Yes.
So that's great. So you can bring your pets in. I need to bring my little pet in. Mine's like you. I call them little puppy and little pets, and they're big. I have a lab, a yellow lab.
I have a chocolate lab.
Yeah, I bet yours is bigger than mine. Those chocolate labs are big.
She's a good 60 pounder.
Yeah. And what's your dog's name?
She's Allie. Her name is Allie.
Allie, very cool. Yeah, maybe next time. You gonna bring Allie in?
Oh, no.
No.
No. She is not this. She is 10 years old and is not this.
Duncan is just like, oh, whatever.
Like the chillest dog ever in the whole wide world.
Absolutely. So Emerald Coast Coins.
So Emerald Coast Coins.
How is business going?
It has been super crazy. I never complain when it's super crazy because that means the day goes by super fast.
Absolutely.
And we love that. We have gold and silver like on hand, which is awesome because that's what everybody has been looking for.
Oh.
And we have it.
Oh, good.
Like finally, I think we've kind of, mostly silver, we have a good stock on hand right now. And that makes everybody happy when we have that on hand. No complaints.
Very good.
We still have been limiting people. Which, you know, I know people don't like it when I say we're limiting you, but we want everybody to have a chance to get what they want.
Right.
And we only think that's fair for everybody. So that's what we've been doing for everyone, is to give everybody opportunity to get something, because if everybody wants it, we want everybody to have that chance. So we have it in stock. We have everybody come in. Prices are high right now. Prices have jumped in the past, like, 24 hours, probably because of what everybody hears on the news. You know,
I haven't heard anything, and I probably don't want to know.
I just look for kittens and puppies.
The news is literally on this big, huge screen next to me, and
there's the news, and I'm
there.
Like, price is right. I'll stick with that.
We have price is right, food, and news, and I forgot the news was there because I don't really pay attention. Yeah.
No. I'm like, I look for puppies and kittens and ducks, and, you know, that's what I look for.
We just keep scrolling past all that negativity in our lives.
That's it.
We don't need that.
I stick for Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with
you. Oh, it is. May the 4th be with you. You're right. You love Star Wars, huh?
I do. I have my space buns.
You do have space buns.
I have
How
my
cute.
Ewok ears.
I love it. Yeah, she came in with her ears on. It was so cute.
Yes.
I love it. Stephanie's always fun. She's always a pleasure to have. So, you know, they're open 9 to 5, but I just want to reiterate, don't come in after 4.
For jewelry. Definitely.
I know that. We talked about that last time. They're on Creighton Road, 473-1515, emeraldcoastcoins.com. You can join in this conversation by calling or texting 437-1620. So tell me what's going on in the coins world.
Let's see. For the coin world, like collectible stuff in general, we always have people right now coming in. They've been looking for everything. And I've said this before, too. Most of this has picked up again since 2020. We've always had collectors come in. They're always wanting to fill their books that they've had since they were growing up. But I want to say since 2020, it has reignited everybody's interest in being like, let me pull out those books I had since I was a kid. Let me look at those penny books. Let me look at those nickel books I had.
Is this because they had more time on their hands?
I really think it was. Okay. I think a lot of people have more time on their hands.
Yeah.
And it just gave them something to do. So they look at those penny books. They look at those nugget books. They look at what their family passed down to them. And we were open the whole time. We were open during that because we knew people were going to need an outlet because a lot of people lost their jobs and lost their incomes.
Right.
So we were there as an outlet for them to bring in their money or their coins or their jewelry or whatever they had to make ends meet.
I didn't know you were open.
Were
you busy?
The first month, March, we were slow because people didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
After that, nonstop. Yeah. Wow. So it was, we were busy. So it was nice to be there for, you know, everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. we helped as much as we could, obviously.
Yeah.
As much as we could. So, but people would come in and they were like, oh, let's look through the pennies and let's look through the nickels and let's see what we can get back into. And I think it reignited everybody's love interest for the coin collections again. Mm-hmm. It also led to more people going on to Google and YouTube and finding all these little, oh, I think I have an error. And this YouTube channel says that there's an error that looks like this. And I'm like, they show you these little, you know, these little coins that are the regular coin and it's not the error coin. So you're, you know, they're getting paid to talk to you on a YouTube channel.
Mm.
So they're just, you know, it's great that you have an interest, and I never begrudge anybody want to get into coins, you know, because it's a fun thing to get into.
So just, you know what, they're so knowledgeable over here, Stephanie, and if you have any questions about a coin, its worth, they'll be so happy to help you out.
Definitely.
Yeah, so don't guess. It's kind of like Google MD, just don't guess.
Oh my gosh, yes, yes, don't, yes, definitely.
Just don't guess. Just go in.
It's just a
them.
Sore throat.
Exactly. I have a bad habit of doing that.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I'm like, I'm dying.
That was me the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like my kidney hurts. And my customer's like, you know, that's where blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no.
No, don't start the mine. My mine will just get racist. It'll be terrible. So let's talk about gold and silver on the market. Do you have those?
Yeah, I have the prices. So in the store, we use an app that a lot of the dealers use, you know, all around in the network. On our phones, when we're out and about, we use an app called Kitco. And you can find that price actually on our website, emeraldcoastcoins.com. You can scroll down to the bottom and it'll tell you the prices today. Right now, gold's sitting right around $2,049. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
What was it last week?
Last week, it was just under $2,000. Like, it teetered right around that $2,000 mark. Silver is still, it's still up. It's still up because it's been right around that $25 mark, and it's up to almost $26 today.
Oh, wow.
Which is a jump for both of them. It's a jump. If you're selling jewelry, it's not going to make a huge difference. Like, that, you know, for, let's see, it says $10 jump from yesterday, but even a $50 jump from a week ago,
yeah,
not going to make a huge difference in your scrap jewelry selling mm-hmm. market. And your other stuff, coins, bullion and that such, could make a little bit higher of a difference. But the jewelry aspect, you know, nickels yeah. and dimes.
Oh, okay.
And I try to explain that to people when they come into, you know, it's just a little bit of a difference when it comes to that kind of stuff. But the silver, man, $26. If you have some bullion, you know, some people are like, oh, this is a good time to sell. And other people are like, I need to buy more.
Oh, yeah,
I
true.
Totally get both ends of the spectrum, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If you need more information, you can head on over to emeraldcoastcoins.com or give them a call at 473-1515. They are on 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But if you want to sell something, don't get there past 4. Because there's a lot of paperwork. And
there's
Stephanie
a lot
would like
paperwork.
To go eat dinner at some point.
Yes.
So
I have puppies and children.
Help her
to take
out. Care. Okay. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. So it also tells you on here on the website, we buy, sell, and trade. It gives you all your information you need. Sterling silver, diamonds, gold watches.
Yes.
Did you end up selling your metal detectors, or you still have some?
We still have some metal detectors left. We do. We typically, and I do need to point this out, we typically take like credit cards on like metal detectors and stuff. Right mm-hmm. now, our credit card service is down. We had an mm-hmm. issue last month with our account, so our credit card services are down right now for that. We do not take credit or debit on bullion.
Oh.
Like, but if you came in to buy a metal detector, we would. Bullion stuff, we don't. We take cash. Or check if you're an established, typically, customer.
Okay.
So right now, we cannot take credit or debit until that is fixed. I will post it on our Facebook page.
Okay. What's your Facebook page?
Emerald Coast Coins. Look for the littles. Duncan's picture is not on the Facebook page usually, mm-hmm. but I have the little girls. I have Sophie and Sugar on Dad's Facebook
page.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Fun. And it is the 4th.
It is May the
Stephanie
4th.
Is all decked out for the May the 4th be with you. Is it? Oh, you're going to get so mad at me. Is it Star Wars?
Yes.
If I say the there's one that I say, they're like, wait, what did you just say?
It's all right. I have some friends that I super love, and they're like total Trekkies, and that's okay. Like Star Trek, that are total Trekkies.
I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It's okay. Us in the fandoms are, you know, I'm used to it. It's all right. I still love everybody regardless.
When is your favorite time of year in Pensacola?
My favorite time of year in Pensacola, like just in general,
like events to go to.
Oh, Pensacon.
Of course. Ugh. What month is Pensacon usually?
February.
Is it February?
It is. It's right at the end of February.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, it's great. Next year, Pauly Shore's coming.
Oh, that's right. Pauly Shore. So excited. Oh, my goodness.
Has nothing to do with, you know, Star Wars. But
I need to see if I can get him on the show. Oh, what if I got him on the show with you, Stephanie?
I would absolutely die.
I'm going to write this down.
Pass out, die. I would not be able to function.
We get on the show and she just sit there and stare.
I would be like, so happy. Stephanie. It would be the best day ever. No, Stephanie. I could totally have a conversation.
I bet you could. I know you could. Absolutely. I don't think I'm that famous though. I don't know. Maybe I can talk to someone who can talk to someone who can talk to someone.
We could make it. Well, look, we could totally make it happen.
Of course we can, darling. I'm going to fix it up just for you.
OMG.
If anyone knows of how I can do that, please let me know. Hello. That's 437.
Hello, universe.
1620. You're listening to the News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. With the Pensacola Expert Panel, I'm talking to Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coin. So if you have any coin questions, gold, silver, 437-1620, call or text, visit their website. That's emeraldcoastcoins.com.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is in the mornings. I walk in here and my throat is like, you're going to sound rough on the radio.
That's all right. That's all right.
All this talking.
Because it knows you're going to just be sitting there talking for a while.
It does. I was fine before I walked in. I walk in, I'm like, oh, this is great. Here we go. And we have the lovely Duncan with us, who is such a good dog.
He is. He's just standing right here next
to me. I forget that he's even here.
This is what he does at work. And people will come in and then he'll get up and move. And they're like, oh, where did that come from? We have one customer that comes in, and if he sees the customer, it's the best literal day ever for Duncan. He's like, there is my person,
really?
And my person is here. And if they do not say hello to him, mm-hmm. he will like freak out. Like, they have to say hello to each other or it's the end of the world. Best customer ever. Like, if anything ever happened, like, Duncan would go to that customer. And, like, end of story.
So the customer must come in frequently.
The customer comes in not too often, but when he was a puppy, I mean, they just connected.
There was something about him.
Oh, my gosh. They just, like, they're bosom buddies.
Did you see that article? This is such a side note.
No, it's totally okay.
But it is about dogs. About the dog that found its owner after 2 years in Pensacola.
Yes!
After 2 years.
Yes, I saw that.
That was sweet.
That was the best.
That was the best.
That was the best. That's super happy. That's not sad.
No, it's great.
Yeah, that's great. Like, I can go off on all kinds of stories about dogs because, you know, best things ever.
Absolutely. If you want to join in our conversation about dogs or coins.
Dogs or coins.
437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. What, so we were talking last time you were here, and we were talking about how it's great to bring kids in and families in to see the coins and all kinds of fun stuff. Especially, I was thinking maybe homeschooled kids too. Maybe they could have a day out.
Yes.
Do they come see you?
They do. We had, I don't think it was a homeschooled kid, but a couple brought in their littlest the other day because he needed a big coin because his siblings got big coins. And so we got him a big coin the other day and it was so cool. And he was like, this is awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was young. He might have been 3 mm-hmm. or 4. He might have been 4. And he was just like, I got a big coin.
Just a big coin?
Yes. It was actually a 40% silver Ike dollar because Eisenhower dollars, typically, when you see those, they are not silver. You get them in change or you get them handed down to you. But they did make some silver ones for proof sets or for some mint sets. They're 3 coin sets that are 40%. So they have just, you know, that 40% silver in them. So we got him one of those and he was like, it's amazing.
I love it. I bet he kept it in his pocket.
He was like, yeah. So we put it in a nice hard case so he couldn't put his fingers all over it. And he was just like, this is awesome. awesome.
I love
he's
it.
He's so
That's
awesome.
That's such a fun age.
It's so much fun.
The 2 and 3 year old, I know they're horrible sometimes and they have mental breakdowns, but they are the cutest things
they
ever.
Really are.
Too.
My youngest, I've talked about him before. He's, you know, almost 21 now, but he would sit out my store at, you know, and he would sit out there and be like, money for sale, money for sale.
Money for sale. I love it. They're great. And they can like barely talk. And
right.
It's so cute. I could go on and on too. So we, as we like to say on Pep Talk, I digress all the time, every day. If you want more information, EmeraldCoastCoins.com. We also talked about how it's super important not to get scammed online, and a good way not to get scammed is to meet whoever you're meeting at Emerald Coast Coins when we're talking about jewelry,
definitely
diamonds, things like that, so they can check the jewelry before you purchase it, and it's just a safer environment because
exactly.
you're in front of people.
We've always had people do that on numerous occasions. Not only have we had them, we've had people with either their diamond engagement rings, like they'll come and say, well, I want to sell this, and I'm like, I'll give you my price, and then I'll say, you know, this is the least amount you can expect for it. Put it online, you know, meet them here so that we're in a safe environment or what have you. And they're like, that's super awesome of you to offer that. And then we'll also have people who say, you know, my friend or whoever wants to sell this to me, and, you know, we're going to bring it up here and just make sure it's all real.
Right.
So we've had both occasions happen.
That's great.
We've also had people who have met people at the gas, not met people, somebody's been at the gas station, and they're like, I just need gas money, you know, here's this chain, it's 18 karat gold, can you just give me like $50 for it? Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, well, I'll give you $20. And then they bring it here to us and it's not gold.
Right.
I'm like, just tell them to take it to the coin store or to a pawn shop even. They don't even, you know, just take it somewhere. Those are 99% right. of the time not real. I've never had anybody bring me a real one.
Oh, wow.
They're super fake.
So have you ever had anyone meet up there and the stuff was fake
in front of you? Not when they're meeting together, usually no.
Oh, that's good. Because they...
No, when they're trying to make a deal...
They probably would show up.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They were like, oh, crud. We're at Emerald Coast Coins. They're going to catch me.
Yeah. No. They're pretty good when they're doing that kind of stuff. It's usually legit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's safer.
It is so much safer. And it makes, you know, it makes my heart happy when... You know, they're confident enough to show up and be like, no, like, I know what I have and I know it's real. And
right.
So
this is going to sound I'm ignorant with coins.
No, it's OK.
Is bullion silver or is that something separate?
So bullion can be silver or gold. Like when they say bullion, they just typically mean not a minted coin. Well, I don't want to say that either, because silver eagles are technically considered on the bullion scale. So like some people might say, like, I just want to buy some bullion gold or bullion silver. They can mean a wide array of things, like a bar,
okay,
or a coin.
So bullion is the actual what it is, like a bar, coin.
Yes.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, so not like a Morgan dollar would not be considered bullion. It would be like an old dollar that they actually used back in, like, I call it cowboy days.
Uh-huh.
So, but like a bullion coin would be like an ounce of silver, or a bullion bar, or a silver eagle technically has a dollar denomination on it, but mm-hmm. it trades on the bullion scale, for lack of a better term.
So there's bullion, mm-hmm. which is on the stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's gold and silver.
Yeah, gold and silver.
All three?
Gold and silver is the is bullion.
It is the generalized.
Yes.
I got you now. Okay. As we like to say, I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
That's it.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. They've been around a long time.
Oh my gosh, almost 21 years.
21 years?
The store's been around this year's like the 21 years.
Wow. So what got your father started in coins?
He's always had a love for coins since he was growing up. And then his friend and him were metal detecting, and they were like, oh, let's kind of just like throw this together and start a little business. And that's how they got into it, the little business aspect. But he's always liked coins.
Oh, nice. And have you been at that location for 21 years?
No, this location we're at now, I think it's been 7 or so years.
Oh,
I feel like it's been for a little while.
Oh, wow.
all the years run together after a while.
Absolutely. And it is family owned and operated.
Family owned and operated.
Local.
Local, veteran owned.
Ah.
That's retired Navy.
We need to put that all over your website. That's a good thing. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's EmeraldCoastCoins.com. You can give them a call at 473-1515. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But if you want to sell something, get there before 4. Like we said, so Stephanie can go home and feed her puppy, Duncan.
Yes.
Well, that's your mama's dog.
Mom's dog. I have, my dogs are Lando and Finn.
Star Wars names. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Lando and Finn.
And then I have Allie, who's not a Star Wars, because she was a rescue, so she's not a Star Wars dog.
Is Allie a kitty? A dog?
Dog. I'm allergic to kitty cats. Aww. My brother has a kitty, but...
So you're like a pet family.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, we forced the foster onto him, and he kept her.
Okay. So mom has Duncan. Does she have any other animals?
Oh, so mom has...
Looks to me like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So dad has Sophie and Sugar, technically are dad's dogs. And then mom has Duncan and Daisy, who is another Shih Tzu.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's funny because Duncan is so big.
Yeah,
what is Duncan?
He's a long-haired shepherd.
He's big. And yeah. then she has a...
They have three Shih Tzus.
Oh.
And Duncan and Daisy are best friends.
Duncan is why... This is why Duncan's so chill.
Yeah.
It's like, I've been hearing yapping all day long.
Yeah.
It's so great to be somewhere where I can relax.
Yes.
If you want to join in our conversation, it's 437-1620. If you have any questions about gold, silver, maybe there's something that you're thinking about selling, head on over there. It's 1811 Creighton Road, Pensacola, Florida, 473-1515. You go to their website. It tells you everything that they buy, sell, and trade, gold watches, currency. Oh,
that's Daisy.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Let's see. Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Can you send that to me and I'll put it on my Facebook page? I'm going to put it on my Tammy Martin Facebook page and you can see. What is that, a little Star Wars?
She's an Ewok.
Oh! It's so cute, guys. It's so cute. So that's your little?
That's my mom's. That's
your mom's.
She's sending me because she's listening to us. So she's like, here's my babies. Love my babies. They're the best.
Oh, thanks for listening, Mom.
Yeah.
Sending us pictures. We love it. So they're very busy right now.
Yes.
Doing really good over there. A lot of gold and silver people are buying, correct?
Every day. Like, we're constantly, people are like, well, when's the best time to come in so we can, like, sell or have you look at our stuff? We usually say in the morning times, like, you know, 9-10 before lunchtime. And it seems like lately we're busy, like, throughout the day. Don't come in with, a box full of stuff at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Stephanie might look at you sideways if you do.
I can hold my tongue. I cannot hold my face.
I'm the same way. I try really hard. My face tells everything that I want to say. It's not very fair.
It's not very fair.
If you need more information, that's EmeraldCoastCoins.com. They are awesome people. Family owned and operated. Daddy's a veteran.
Yeah.
Go support them. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to help you out.
1811 Creighton Road.
That's right. We have more to come here on Pep Talk. We have a Fox News update.